It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
You guys have a good night last night?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Yesterday after work, I actually got off at a decent time. So I went home, and then I got sucked into a marathon of Dateline. And I watched all these mysteries about people dying on Halloween.
Those are so fun.
Oh, my God.
It was a good time, right?
Best.
I love that stuff. It's so fun. Yeah,
my mother-in-law's into that. She'll sit and watch Dateline and then text Nicole all the horrific things that are going on the planet.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, thanks. More crap to worry about. That's
Are you safe? Are you being safe? Lock your doors.
Unlocked a new fear. But, yeah, it was just a cold kind of day where I didn't really want to go outside. So I just cuddled up on the couch, and it was fabulous until all the trick-or-treaters started coming out, you know?
To ruin everything, don't they?
And I was trying to go to bed, and they kept ringing the doorbell.
Did you keep your lights on?
Yeah. No, they just kept coming up.
Like, I had one person come to my door, and it was at like 7:30, and after that, it was good.
That was it?
I kept my lights off.
And that was just a woman.
Yeah. That wasn't even a trick-or-treater.
Nope.
Just here for the tricks.
Yep. No treats.
Maybe a little teeny tiny treat right there.
Fun size.
Little teeny tiny treat.
A little Tootsie Roll. I'm sorry.
I was a Hershey Kiss.
Oh, my God. You guys. Oh, my God.
All right.
Hershey's Kiss.
A little early.
From that, yeah, I got to hang out at the elementary school yesterday.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, so I left here and met Nick Nack at home because she's one of the room moms. So she had her, you know, Halloween scarf on and her skeleton earrings. Totally mommed out.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
I will tell you, that is one observation, Josh, as you're dating the young 20-somethings. There will be a time in your life when you're hanging out at an elementary school and it's like a mom explosion, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
All the moms have their fun Halloween earrings on and their
scarves.
And Nicole had this, I don't even know what you call it. It's like a headband thing that has wires sticking up with like eyeballs on the top or whatever that you
like wear. A monster headband.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, boy.
Got the shirts that say, witch, please.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
This is my life now. This is my life. But it was sweet because we got to see the kids, you know, all the kids at the school in their costumes, and they do the big parade around the school.
Oh, yeah. And they do them off.
Yes. I mean, it's like it takes me back because I absolutely loved that crap growing up. And, you know, they came back and they had donuts and they were doing games and stuff. And I ended up bouncing because, I mean, it's cute. It's fun. But you can only take so much. God bless those teachers in an elementary school on Halloween.
Yeah.
Those kids are jacked on sugar and excitement. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, and they had today off, so they're really wilding out. Like
it was you-know-what to the walls.
Yeah.
And, so luckily I was like, well, see you later.
Yeah.
I was able to
walk
out the door and leave.
Lucky you.
Yeah, that's nice.
I bounced. But last night was great. For us, the weather was warm. It was good for all the kids. Nobody needed big jackets or anything.
Yeah, that was nice.
We had a big group that wandered the neighborhood, and their big shtick was every time somebody answered the door, they'd all in unison say, Merry Christmas! Or Happy Birthday!
That's funny.
Happy 4th of July!
Oh, kids.
It was cute for like the first three or four.
I was like, house number two, you were like, hey.
Wrong holiday, dorks.
Yeah, maybe say right this time.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Knock it off. And then the only other thing is I owe my daughter a full-size box of the Sour Patch Kids because somebody was handing them out, and I was like, man, let me have a couple of those.
Let me have a couple more. And a couple more.
Next thing you know, you guys, I'm full of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, those are good. That's a good one, though.
It's
that's a good
crack,
one.
Buddy.
Yeah. Those are
it
super
is
good.
Crack all day long, but it was good. It was a good night. We put our pumpkins outside that we carved, and nobody smashed them. So
did you guys carve some? You ended up carving
some
pumpkins?
Yeah, we ended up carving a couple.
Good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did you carve anybody?
I have never carved a pumpkin in my life.
What?
I know.
In my life.
What?
He told me that yesterday. I about fell out my chair. I'm like, what do you mean you've never carved a pumpkin?
Like, even as a little kid? Why didn't you guys do pumpkins?
That's not
we would just
satanic.
Set out the whole. No.
It's not. So.
We would just set out the whole pumpkin.
What'd you just say?
It's not satanic to carve a pumpkin.
Well.
And that's why he couldn't do stuff, is because his family was very religious.
Is that why?
Pumpkin carving isn't satanic.
Was it sinful?
No, I know. We just always bought the whole pumpkins. I would buy the little mini ones. I was like, when I was young, that's all I wanted. I was like, I want the mini pumpkin and set it out. And that was it.
Like, your family's super rich. Did you just hire people to carve them for you?
We had people for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the thing. Yeah. I didn't
Jeeves.
See it.
You hired pumpkin carvers.
Wallace, please carve it for me. No, we just never did. I don't know. We didn't really. So, for a large part of my life, like childhood life, we did what I thought was really fun. Like, we would go to the Blockbuster back in the day because we didn't necessarily go trick or treating, but We would go to the Blockbuster and rent like three or four like what movies that we wanted to see. We would get all the candy in the world, so like I wasn't missing out on that. And if I wanted a costume, I'd always buy a costume. My parents would take me to the Spirit Halloween and go get a costume. Mm-hmm. We had family movie night that night, so we would turn off all the lights and watch a family movie for years. And honestly, I had a blast with that. Like that was so much fun. And then they let me go trick or treating when I was a little bit older, like late elementary school, early middle school. I didn't really find it all that fun. I was like, I'd rather do family movie night and watch like the movie that we wanted to.
That's a cute tradition.
Plus, I didn't have to work for the candy. I just got all the candy that
Mama
I wanted.
Mama just handed you the bag of candy.
Rich, bougie Halloween.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That is.
That's a Lone Tree Halloween.
That
right
is
there.
A fun, Highlands it was, Ranch Halloween.
It was honestly so much fun. Moly. So like, I kind of continue that tradition by myself now, and I like turn off all the lights. I watched a movie last night. I watched the Batman movie because it's like supposedly Halloween. It was all right.
The original with Michael Keaton?
No. The latest one.
With the Twilight guy.
Yeah, Twilight guy. Yeah. Edward Scissorhands or whatever. And then I also watched Thriller. I watched the entire Thriller music video for the first time ever.
Oh, that's
I know the song.
Awesome. Wow.
That is like a creepy movie.
Yeah.
Or like movie,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah.
It was a huge thing.
When
he
turns into a werewolf for the first time,
that was
like
a game changer back in the 80s. Like, that
but I know the dance
video.
Now, so I was like, I might as well watch the music video. Yeah,
I already forgot that dance.
I know. So, I did. In one ear, out the other. Yeah. But I'd never seen the whole thing. I know the song backwards and forwards, but I was like, I want to watch this. It's a 15-minute music video.
It's long, man.
Absolutely.
It's like a mini movie. It is. It's
it
like
really
a mini
is.
Movie.
It's a mini movie,
yeah.
It really is. So I did a couple firsts for this time, so it was fun.
Well, that's cool, man. I had no idea about the pumpkin with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Dude, who cares?
I just like, feel like that's like, a rite of passage for every kid to get their hand inside a pumpkin and pull out the guts and then cook the seeds. Have you ever had cooked pumpkin seeds?
I have had cooked pumpkin, yes.
Like, that's
I've done
like
that.
When you get them straight out the pumpkin and they're fresh.
I'll take your word for it. That has never been something I've wanted to do. I'll take your word for it.
And you'll
it.
Be like regular for months.
I
Look,
know.
It's going to happen. Oh my gosh. It's going to happen at some point. Whenever I have a family, I'm sure we're going to do that. So I'll get there, but my 35th birthday, I'll be like, it's my first time carving pumpkins.
Yeah. It'll be a big deal for you in your future.
Oh, for sure.
Your future wife with the witch's please shirt on and the skeleton. And wings, just saying. It's coming. It's coming, buddy.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.